Well, we are in the corner lounge with Sharon Jones, and we've got Binky and Gabe from the Dap Kings.
Hello, how you doing?
Hey.
You guys have been here a couple of times now. You're playing tonight at the Jefferson Theater. It is a sold-out show.
Oh, wow.
All right.
That's exciting.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun, a lot of dancing going on tonight, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have had kind of an eclectic couple of years. For those people listening who may not know, Amy Winehouse has used the Dap Kings on her Back to
used.
Black. Yeah. So I think that may be why some people might know some of you. And now you guys are hooked up. Well, you were with Sharon before you did Amy's.
That's right. Don't forget that.
Yeah, for about 12 years.
Cool.
Hello.
Yeah. Well, so Sharon, you've guested on a couple of interesting albums, and I'm wondering if they have anything in common, like Rufus Wainwright, They Might Be Giants, Michael Bublé. I don't know if any of those bands have anything in common aside from you. And you also performed with Phish on their Halloween show. Is that right?
Yes, yeah.
So are you seeking out these opportunities, or do people just you? And
they just hear and they get in touch with my manager and said they want a little piece of me. So I give them a little piece, just a little piece.
Yeah, we're real lucky to have fans in all these far-flung places. And
that's right.
You know, I think the fact that we appeal to people that like different types of music is testament to, the triumph of quality over not quality.
It's pretty great that you're on, because, I saw that on your Wikipedia page. I'm like, Michael Bublé and They Might Be Giants and Phish. Like, what? But that's cool that everybody likes you. And the other thing I noticed, there's a group of children's books called Ella the Elephant.
Your baby loves jazz.
Yeah. Are you the voice of Ella?
Yes.
That's totally cool. So it's a book that comes with a CD that has mm-hmm. jazz music on it, and Ella sings.
Scat. Teach your kids how to scat.
Wow.
I was teaching myself along with the kids.
Yeah. And again, was that just something like they needed a voice, so they came to you?
Yeah, they just came to, they wanted to do the album, and they got me and Bill. And what's the guy named Billy? I forgot his name.
I'm
so sad.
Billy. It was our friend,
Bobby.
Yeah, our friend Andy Hurwitz, who ran a label called Rope-A-Dope Records. You know, he had kids, and he put that record together, and, when he was looking for vocalists, Sharon was one of the first people that he thought of.
Yeah, it's a totally cool concept, and it's awesome that they got you to do that.
It was fun.
Yeah. Well, you have a new song. It's a holiday song, Ain't No Chimneys in the Ghetto.
Is
that
new?
In the projects.
Oh, in the projects?
Ain't No Chimneys in the projects, and I go, not in the ghetto.
Okay. Well, is that even available anywhere? Can you buy that?
Actually, here, this is where I chime in. Yeah, it's available. You can get it from our website. We have it's an exclusive 45 that you can get from our website or at the shows. You can get it. You can also actually download it, I think, for free.
No.
But if you buy
free?
That for
yeah.
free, I think no. if you buy the new Daptone Gold album, which is an incredible compilation that just came out,
mm-hmm.
it comes as a free download there too. So it's exclusive, but it's available.
Excellent. Well, we happen to have it. And
there you go. Where's your
And actually, I don't remember offhand, but there's a website where you can. Well, there's another place to download it free, but there's not a.
Yeah,
that's not from the.
Shug sent it to me today, and
I
put it on Facebook. Yeah,
it's on Sharon Jones' Facebook. It's on Binky Griptite's Facebook. Check it out.
Everybody, Daptone Facebook.
Daptone
awesome.
Recordings, Facebook,
yes.
All of that.
Well, let's hear that one.
Yeah.
We got Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings in the Corner Lounge today. You guys are playing tonight at the Jefferson Theater. Sold out show. Gave away some tickets and they went like hotcakes.
Wow. Good.
They went over good. So regarding your personal history, Sharon, the thing that stuck out for me is that you worked as a prison guard.
Yes, Rikers Island from 88 to 90. You know, it's fun.
It just kind of stuck out at me because you're sort of a petite woman.
Yeah, 4'11", you know.
Yeah. And
solid muscle.
They had me with the men, and, you know, it was supposed to be an adolescents, ARDC, but trust me, they had men in there and the kids, so.
Were you just looking for a job and fell into that, or?
Well, I was taking, I took various city jobs. I tried sanitation, I took the police test, I took the court officer, and I took correction, and guess who came first? Correction.
Something about your personality trait, I'm guessing. Did any of those skills as a prison guard, do those translate to being in a band?
No. I think it just more or less being around a lot of people, just somebody staring at you all the time, like the inmates used to stare. And I guess you get used to being on stage. I don't know.
See, I wouldn't have thought of that.
At me, I'm like, yeah, you're a bunch
of inmates.
Yeah, all I want is inmates. No. But I guess, you know, just being around, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think it had anything to do with my singing at all.
Well, you're not cracking skulls in the band or anything?
No, I don't play that stuff.
That's good. Well, on all your records, you guys use vintage equipment and you record with vintage amps and whatnot, stuff from like the 60s and 70s. Is that just for authenticity's sake, or does that actually affect your sound?
Well, we actually don't use that much. I mean, we use some vintage stuff. We don't use that much. And there's a lot more stuff in the studio from the 80s than from the 60s. But we do use analog technology. And I think the most important thing is that we kind of have a real traditional approach to recording in that we try to get great musicians and great songs and great arrangements and get out of the way as opposed to trying to put, you know, we don't use any computers. We don't use a lot of tracks. This last record we've done on 8 tracks. And a lot more things are live, and you know we try to catch a lot more spontaneity and stuff in it.
Yeah, so it's not like a strict policy then that you have.
No, it's nothing really dogmatic like that, and you know we try not to get try not to fetishize all the vintage equipment. People try to buy more and more old stuff, but you know we just use whatever tool works. You know, and for me in the studio, I'm comfortable using that stuff, and I'm not real comfortable with computers. They crash on me a lot, so. You know, it works good. But the most important thing is just have really good, you know, musicians that sound good playing. You don't have to spend a lot of time with fancy technology trying to make them sound better.
Yeah.
You
know?
And good vocalists, so you don't have to change the vocals to put them in the right key.
Yeah. Technology
right pitch,
can
yes.
be more of a crutch than anything else.
Yeah.
We know that at the radio station. Well, let's play something off of 100 Days, 100 Nights. What do you guys want to play?
100 Days, 100 Nights. How about title track?
Sounds good. Let's do it.
Days, 100 nights to know a man's heart. 100 days, 100 nights to know a man's heart. And a little more before he knows it's all wrong. You know a man can make a part of the same.
Hundred days,
tell me things,
hundred nights,
oh, maybe.
Boy, that was a good one.
That was good. We got Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings in the Corner Lounge today. You have a new song out, and it's a compilation for Daptone Records. It's called Daptone Gold. Is that right?
Yeah, new Daptone Gold LP. Downloads available. Everything.
Can you just tell us a little bit about the label? Is there like a mission statement or?
Well, you know, nothing real complicated. We try to put the kind of records we like to listen to. You know, so it's definitely mostly just soulful stuff and kind of raw stuff, and try to keep the music sincere and tasteful, and you know, a lot of rhythm.
Is it mostly newer artists, or do you do reissues of?
We've started to do a few reissues, but for the most part, it's new artists and new songs and stuff like that. We've done some reissues of some, you know, rare stuff that we found that we really liked and thought people should hear.
Yeah, it's all on a different imprint.
Yeah, Eversoul. That's right. Eversoul is the new little imprint we have for the reissues.
Yeah. So anything you see on Daptone is definitely all, you know, new recordings.
Cool. Well, and it was the guys in the Dap Kings that started the label. Is that right?
Yeah. It was me and my partner is Neil Sugarman.
So is the new compilation? Is it out?
It is out. It just came out, and it's doing great. People really enjoy it. It's called Daptone Gold, like you said, and it's a really nice kind of combination of some almost, you know, greatest hits, everybody's favorite, you know, tracks off albums from all the different artists on the roster. But there's also a lot of kind of obscurities on there, things that have only been on 45, and a handful of things that have never been released at all before. And it's all been, you know, remastered and sequenced with care. The packaging is real exciting. I mean, you got the promo there, but the actual commercial one, it's all gold foil and embossed with logos, and there's free downloads and the free Christmas song, and the LP comes with posters and stickers, and it's a quality product, what it is.
What's up with that Amazon deal? Is that still going on? Can we talk about that?
Over.
Okay, but check it out on iTunes. They have a really good price on it.
Make for a good holiday gift.
Yeah, and a lot of these songs are, you know, being digitized for the first time, so they're previously only available to people that bought 45s.
Cool.
And all of it as downloads or album, you know, LPs, it's a double LP gatefold there, or as CDs, or even the original 45s. It's all, you can get all of it at our website, daptonerecords.com, and get it directly from us. That's the way we prefer.
And what about the winning the turntable?
Oh, yeah, there's a contest on there. That's right.
Get it all out.
You know what the contest is? You know what the contest is? I don't know. You can win a free turntable on our website.
Okay.
Order some stuff. So we're giving away a lot of stuff right now for the holidays, you know, for Christmas 45 and turntables and all kinds of stuff. So check it out. There's
cool
a lot of
for
stuff
the,
on there.
The soul lover on your list this year. I see it looks like there's 5 Sharon Jones and the Dap King songs in here and 1 just Dap King song and then a bunch of others.
There's a couple with myself.
Binky Griptite.
Oh, yeah.
Binky Griptite and the Melomatics. You can look for it.
I see it. Well, great. So you were talking about the holidays. What do you guys do for the holidays? Do you just get off the road?
You know, holiday stuff.
Yeah.
You know.
Nobody's got anything fabulous vacation planned or anything?
No. Tis the season.
Yeah.
You know.
Eggnog.
Family visits.
Eggnog. Yeah.
Family.
Yeah, New Year's. We're working New Year, though.
Yeah, we're working New Year's. We're in D.C., actually, which is close enough so that somebody might care.
Right.
Yeah, the 9:30 Club, right?
Yeah,
9:30.
Is that where it is? Yes, 9:30.
The 9:30 Club in D.C. on New Year's.
For New Year's.
Mm-hmm. So
all right.
That's part of the holidays, I guess.
Yeah.
That's right.
So that's why I said.
Can you play a Christmas song on New Year's, or is it too late? Too late, right?
No, it's not too late. I don't think. What do you think?
Maybe not a Santa Claus song.
Christmas is the first day of Christmas. So that whole 12 days of Christmas thing goes into January.
Oh, there you go. In that case, we'll be debuting live for the first time, as far as we know, the Sharon's new Christmas song.
Yeah, that's right. Ain't no
chimneys
in
the projects.
You're not going to play it tonight?
No.
No.
Not going to play it tonight.
All right. Well, we have to go to the 9:30 Club on New Year's Eve. You want to hear it then. What else are you working on? Are you guys recording a new album, like a full length or anything?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we're in the throes of it right now.
Yeah, it's actually all done. It's about to get mastered. Right now, we just have so much material that the hard part is just going into choosing which songs are going to go on this record, and some things will be put aside for later release.
What? How do you pick what?
It's just a knockdown, drag out fight.
Yeah,
pick straws.
Yeah, and then
arm wrestle.
You just have to figure out, you know, which answer satisfies no one, and go with that, because then that's equal.
Cool. But I think we got an idea. We have enough songs to probably do 2 albums. Maybe
we think we got 3 albums because we have a lot. We have like 60 something masters that have never been on albums before. So
wow.
We think we're gonna do we got, you know, two real strong albums plus a whole other album, maybe cover songs we're thinking of putting together. Mm-hmm. So this, we have a lot of stuff ready to roll.
Yeah.
For the band.
Start putting some stuff out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're working on it.
Well, thanks so much for stopping by the Corner Lounge today. Like I said, the show is tonight at the Jefferson Theater. It is sold out, but you never know what might happen if you show up at the door.
All right.
Never know.
Well, let's play the new song. It's I'm Not Gonna Cry. And thanks again, guys.
All right.
Thank you.
You're
welcome.